Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass. And with the Lord's help, we're going to be concluding the teaching that I have shared these last several days on kingdom principles in finances. And we want to take a moment now to look at how did the early church conduct themselves? Well, there was a stewardship displayed by placing goods in the care of the apostles. Later that went to the deacons, that responsibility, so they could distribute to the people as they had need. Let me share from Acts, the 4th chapter, verses 32 through 37. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the prices of all the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And so, beloved, they didn't have a welfare system back in those days, but the church took care of its own, which is basically what we should be doing today. Isn't that? I think we should. I mean, the early church has given us wonderful examples. And so, as we look further on in the Word, I want to make reference to something James mentioned in the 5th chapter. He approved of business for profit. God is certainly not against that by any means, but our first concern should be the will of God. Laborers should be paid adequately, and riches acquired through stinginess, well, they will rust, and the rust would be a witness against them in the day of judgment. Paul advised the rich to store for themselves spiritual treasure by doing good works and sharing their material goods. Hear what 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verses 17 through 19 declares. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Praise God. And so, beloved, if you've been with me through these days of sharing on kingdom principles, I trust that your understanding has been enlarged and enlightened, and perhaps you've been even inspired to do more than you have done, realizing that it's a very special ministry unto the Lord. And what you do is between you and God, but God sees your heart. And so, it will be a way of bringing much joy into your life. I know there's few things that bring joy to my heart as being able to give. And as I said on a previous broadcast, anonymously is the best, funnest way. All right. Well, now, because this ministry, our slogan, Brother Glass gave us years ago, it's the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. And so it's always very important to balance God's Word. For days now, I've been encouraging you to be generous, to give as God leads, not to covet, not to be greedy. But I now want to share some cautions to those of you who are very generous in heart. First of all, I want to mention the need of Holy Ghost discernment. I'm not speaking about unrestrained giving. And I recall I was a young person in the Lord, and I remember we were at 41st and Telegraph. I went over to, I guess it was the co-op, then a little market, and I got something. And there was a man in the parking lot, and he gave some sad story about needing money. And so I had very little, but I gave him what I had. And my heart was right in the matter, but I didn't really ask the Lord, is this something you wanted me to do? Well, sure enough, a week or so later, I went back, and the same guy was there. I heard him telling the same story, trying to get money out of people. And so that, I tell you what, I have some strong feelings in terms of panhandlers and freeloaders. There are a lot of ways that people can get help these days. And so I'm just saying, you need Holy Ghost discernment. And then also, beloved, there's the safeguard of scriptural leadership in government. There's safety in a multitude of counselors. That's why fivefold ministry was given, that there could be a teamwork, the various anointings of Jesus working together in harmony and cooperation. That's why, beloved, we need to be submitted to those in authority. Not that they should not be telling you what to do, but we should give as we are led. And once given, even if we discover to our horror and astonishment they may not have been of God, that they were unscrupulous in their dealings, as I shared earlier on a broadcast, that ministry is going to be judged, and judged severely by God, unless they repent. However, what you gave, your heart was pure, you gave it as unto the Lord, and that's what counts for the Lord. So all I'm doing is wanting you to be aware, through the power of the Holy Spirit, of the fact that there is human deceitfulness out there. You need to be aware of human deceitfulness. They seek to increase their own material wealth by preying on others who, you know, there are shepherds who prey on the sheep. Well, they're actually wolves, basically. They are hypocrites loving attention. They may be believers in the house of faith. They could say the right thing, but they have a self-preserving, self-promoting spirit. Beloved, acts of kindness and mercy must not be abused or misused. That's the role of godly leadership. You know, there may be a legitimate need, but what are the heart motives? What are what sort of carnal things are operating in a person's mind? And that's why sometimes if there is a need, sometimes it might be good to check with your pastor and make them aware. So with their counsel, with their wisdom and understanding, they can perhaps as a ministry meet that need. That's the role of shepherds, to protect you against wolves. But let me say very clearly, they in no wise and in no way should encroach on your liberty in Christ. What are kingdom principles, beloved? Every man needs to work out his own salvation in fear and trembling. In fact, the word is very, very clear. If a person doesn't work, they don't eat. Now, there are those that, in today's world, have an entitlement mentality. They're owed something. And beloved, that is not the way of the Lord. To whatever degree you are able, God expects you to work. And beloved, you may be a housewife, but that's a full-time job. If you're in a marriage, in fact, there are those that are the head of the single head of a household. They're working as well as carrying on a household, trying to rear children and carry on the responsibilities of two parents. So God knows your heart, He knows your needs, and He wants you to just be led of Him and to do what you are able. And there are, my goodness, there are those who are physically disabled, there are those who are way up in years, they're still working. So whatever abilities you have, the Lord expects you to carry your own weight. Now, if you're sick or disabled, physically, mentally, whatever the need, that's different. But we all have crosses that Jesus expects us to carry. But if there is a genuine need, that's where the church comes in. You know, I mean, it used to be, in terms of scripture, a woman had to have certain characteristics. As far as a widow, she needed to be taken care of by family and loved ones, unless she was a true, genuine widow of a certain age and had no other means of support. Then the church would take her on. So you see, there are principles that we need to respond to and appreciate. And the way, beloved, the way the Holy Spirit generally moves, if you, in terms of is there a need or not, He will place something on your heart, or He'll make you aware of a need. But let me say, there will not be a request or demand for it or pressure for it from an individual or even a generous hint. They're not going to be looking for something, but God will move on your heart and you say, oh, that's something I'd like to do. And then you can step out and obey God however He would direct you. And also, as I conclude this message, there's one other further area, and that's finances and the matter of control. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? Like Achan, they hoped to enrich themselves by deceiving the Lord. Remember in Acts, the 5th chapter, Peter said, why has Satan why has he filled your heart? And both Ananias and Sapphira fell dead, and the entire incident brought a great fear of God. And what this did, it vindicated the holiness of God, it magnified the power of God in the life and testimony of the apostles. Beloved, we have to be careful. Peter said to Sapphira, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and they shall carry thee out. A great fear, verse 11, came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. The early church demonstrated the power of unity, especially in the area of earthly mammon or treasure. They were of one heart and one soul. There was no controversy among them. They looked every man not on his own things. Beloved, that's what we should try to replicate, to understand that we have a God that owns everything in heaven and earth. He's entrusted certain things to us, and in reflecting His love, His compassion, His character, we should freely give even as we have freely received. Amen. Well, I pray and trust you've been blessed by these times of sharing, and next time we'll look to see what else the Lord has for us. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I'd love to hear from you, please, right? And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.